entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
The BCC Coupon Book will be hosting a Women's Empowerment Networking live radio show and shopping extravaganza at the Whispering Gypsy, located at 1300 East Bay Drive, Suite N, in Largo, on Wednesday, June 29th at 1 p.m. There'll be a huge sale on new and gently used apparel, and they'll be taking donations for women's hygiene products and small children's toys for blessing boxes for single mothers and children. This is sponsored by the BCC Coupon Book and Be a Light Charity. Join them in person or listen right here on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
The Florida Sheriff Ranch's thrift store, located at 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, at the corner of Alternate 19 and Curlew Road, has over 14,000 feet of great shopping. Furniture, clothes, houseware, artwork, and much, much more, with daily specials. On Monday, 50% off all clothing. Tuesday, non-senior day. Under 55, 50% off. Wednesday, all veterans, 50% off. Thursday, first responders and medical personnel, 50% off. Friday, senior day, 55 plus, 50% off. Saturday, teachers and educational staff also get 50% off. Check out the coupon in the BCC Coupon Book, also good for 50% off. The Florida Sheriff's Ranch Thrift Store, 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, 727-736-2527. Check them out online at sre4kids.org. The Florida Sheriff Ranch Thrift Store.
Opening a new business and need business cards? Want to create flyers or posters for that special meeting? Going to an expo and need banners or promotional items? Minuteman Press in Largo is the answer for all your print needs. Located at 2475 East Bay Drive in Largo, Minuteman Press not only does excellent work, but they are also super fast and priced right. They can design anything you need and provide you with direct mail promotions, calendars, brochures, presentation folders, digital services, labels, and much more. You can contact Minuteman Press at 727-535-3800 or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com. If you need any type of printing or promotional items, there is nobody better than Minuteman Press Largo. Call them today, 727-535-3800, or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com.
Hey everyone, you've got to check out H.I. Cabinetry. They are having a grand opening right here in Clearwater at their brand new store location, 24103 U.S. 19 Clearwater, located at the corner of U.S. 19 and Sunset Point, next to the Varsity Club. They have a beautiful showroom for you to come by with kitchen displays and vanities and many things that they have available in stock. You've also got to see the gorgeous granite and quartz countertops. H.I. Cabinetry is having an awesome sale with 10% off their white shaker cabinets. They also have many more styles to choose from, and also 10% off all standard vanities. Wow, what a deal! You can also go online at hicabinetry.com and see for yourself the beautiful selections that they have to offer. All of the cabinets and vanities are made of real wood, and they are soft clothes. And you know, ladies and gentlemen, those are everyone's favorite nice, smooth, quiet closing drawers and cabinets. And H.I. Cabinetry also has another convenient location located in Holiday at 1832 U.S. Highway 19 in Holiday, and that is located in the Save-A-Lot Plaza at the corner of U.S. 19 and Mile Stretch Road. Please give H.I. Cabinetry a call at 727-940-7641. That's 727-940-7641. H.I. Cabinetry is also hiring dedicated, experienced installers. Please call 727-940-7641 for information. Anyone who wants a new look for their kitchen or bathroom, come on out to H.I. Cabinetry at their brand new location at 24103 U.S. 19, right at the corner of U.S. 19 and Sunset Point Road, or H.I. Cabinetry in Holiday at 1832 U.S. 19 at the corner of U.S. 19 and Mile Stretch Road. You will be so glad that you did.
Thank you.
It's time for the Brian Cash Claus Show. Stay tuned to learn about the great deals you can find in the BCC coupon book. Now, here's the host with the most, Brian Cash Claus, and his very special guest.
All right. Good afternoon, Tampa Bay. We are in the studio today with Jay from Jay's Treasures.
We
have Jimmy, who's going to tell us all about the different things that he does, because it's very cool, I just learned. He has Treasure Box and does several other things as well. We also have Raynell. So we are going to talk with you first, and we'll get right into it.
Well, howdy. First off, we got my special audience guest, Aurora, my only sleeping beauty, my beautiful baby girl. She's 5 years old. She lost her second tooth last week, and man, it just keeps on growing, guys. She's a good old-fashioned eater. First and foremost, hi to everybody out there in TV land. Welcome to the radio show. She lost two teeth. Yep, two teeth, and the Tooth Fairy came early this year. So what's happening is I have a retail location right off in the world-famous Sponge Docks, Tarpon Springs, Florida. It's really crazy because if you've never been out there to Tarpon Springs on the Sponge Docks, it's the largest Greek community in America that's been harvesting sponges for over 100 years. So if you've never been there, it's really cool to go check it out. We have about a 2,000 square foot, huge rock shop you could travel the world and you're in one location, all in that area, right there in the Sponge Exchange. My address is 735 Dodecanese Boulevard, Tarpon Springs, Florida. My number is 813-359-7025. And we're open between 12 and 6, Monday through Sunday, 7 days a week. So if you need to have a good rock party, guys, come on down and enjoy the excitement. We got everything, including little dogs that are stuffed animals. No, we don't.
All right. So, Jimmy, tell us a little bit about what you do.
Well, I'll go ahead and start by thanking you for inviting me to come down here.
It's a
pleasure to come down and a privilege. When I was introduced to the show, we were in discussion of one of our businesses. We're actually we're in a grand opening phase for the Treasure Box of Largo at 12501 Seminole Boulevard, four blocks south of Largo Mall. But when we started discussing with Brian, you know, what it is we really do, he wanted to have me come down and discuss with your audience or explain to the audience what it is that we do. We have a very unique service, but in addition to a resale and consignment store, it's actually one leg of a business model that we do. We're also a real estate company. We're the Searchlight Group with Dalton Wade, and we're also an estate sale company called Property Yard Sale Estate Liquidation Services. Now, the power of it is all three combined, what we're able to do for folks, which isn't always into the most felicitous circumstances, you know. But what we're able to do is sell the house, sell the estate, and then consign the rest and streamline the whole process under one roof.
Wow.
And we're the only organization in the area that's doing it all under one roof. It makes it a lot more convenient for, less moving parts, keeping everything on schedule. So we'll, ultimately what we would do is the Searchlight Group with Dalton Wade would list the property at competitive rates. And then, through the process, depending on how we schedule it, but then we'd be able to come in as our estate sale business and turn the house, if it's a single family home without covenants or HOA, we can turn the house into a department store, with credit cards and everything. And if there are HOAs or we have friends in a condo, what we're able to do is move the contents off-site to where we've built an estate sale pavilion where we can have the sales off-site on our property. And then anything that's tropical decor, because the Treasure Box, we do focus on wicker, bamboo, rattan, tropical decor. If it fits that motif, then we'd be consigning it for you. So ultimately, we've simplified a very long, arduous process into ultimately being able to throw us the keys and we take it from A to Z. The philosophy is one call does it all.
That's very awesome. That is a stressful time for people, when they have to figure out what are we going to do with all of our stuff.
Absolutely. In fact, what gave us the idea was a personal experience that we had You know, I'm from Nebraska originally. And I had moved my mother down here. She wasn't feeling well, and she had had a condo in Clearwater. And then when we found the news that she had passed, you know, we had to deal with her condo, all of her contents, and all of these things. Your heart's broken. You're mourning. It was the last thing I wanted to do. And I remembered at that time thinking, I wish there was somebody else that could do this for me. And that's really what gave us the eureka moment of thinking that we could, you know, help a lot of people,
yeah,
provide a good service, add a lot of value to a transaction that people, you know, need to deal with anyway. So whether or not you choose to, you know, work with the Searchlight Group with Dalton Wade, you know, certainly want to get a hold of us to find out what we can do for you. We have customized plans, you know, with a consultation. What we're able to do is find out exactly what it is that you need to take care of. And then we come back to you with a plan, and then, you know, ultimately take control of the project, let you heal, let you mourn, and we take it from A to Z.
All right. So how can people contact you if they have questions?
Well, if they have questions regarding the estate liquidation, they can reach me at 727-678-9807. Again, I'm Jimmy Olson with the Searchlight Group with Dalton Wade. Or they can email me directly at Jimmy, JIMMYOLSON. SELLS@gmail.com. Jimmy Olson sells. It's a bold statement, but it's true. And then we can get you in the right direction. But as far as a physical address, I think I'd be serving your listeners the best by directing them to the treasure box of Largo. It's super awesome. It's been very popular. We put everything we had into it, and down to the tropical music. So you want to go to 12501 Seminole Boulevard, Largo, 33778. And again, that's four blocks south of Largo Mall. And you find one, you find all. So stop down to our state liquidation showroom, and we'll be able to take care of you there.
All right. Thank you so much, Jimmy.
Well, thank you so much.
Yes, we appreciate you being here.
My
so,
pleasure.
Yeah, thank you, Jim.
Yes.
I love the treasure, you know that?
I'm yes.
I am the treasure man. You know?
Yes, you guys have something in common there.
I used to buy out whole estates and, you know, liquidate them. You know, it just got too much, so, you know, to move and groove. I had a karate dojo. It was like 4,000, 5,000 square foot. And it was literally like a maze in there. I would get another estate, twirl the whole place, and do it again and again. So, yeah.
Well,
so
what's fascinating is,
I love treasure, you know. I love anything.
When we're doing an estate liquidation, we always look at the items, and everything has a story.
Yeah, that's what I buy for you, the backstory, the history.
You know, and it might be the smallest little gizmo, but it could be the last piece of a set of 12.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
everything know has its
saying.
Merits.
So I know what you're saying.
It's a fascinating business.
That's what I buy it for.
Draw.
Oh, you want to draw? Do you have a little piece of paper for, like a blank paper? In
I can.
Do a little Picasso?
Sure, there we go.
Right
thank
right
you
here,
so
right?
much.
Oh, we got it right here.
There you go. Jimmy's always ready.
She got
all
a paper,
right,
guys,
Jimmy.
And a pen.
All right.
Roar's back. No, but so just the story of life, that's the key of this thing. You know, that's why the craftsmanship, the creativity, that the dedication of somebody created this thing into life, you know, from an inanimate object, you know what I mean? And they brought it to life with an imagination.
Right.
That alone is a story of a lifetime. And that's how I shop. You know, if it's unique, extraordinaire, handcrafted, how much was made, how old is it? You know, when I was a little boy, I found a Native American artifact buried in my backyard at 5 years old in Town and Country in Tampa. See, I used to bury a ring and dig it up every day and find it and become a treasure man or treasure boy every day. One day, I found a set of post hole diggers, and I dug the ring like 3 or 4 foot deep, threw it down the hole and lost it. So I excavated a whole yard looking for the ring. I never found the ring, but what I did find would change the world forever for the better. And what it was a Native American letter opener. Custom made with a wooden handle that was shaped like a pyramid, with a metal face on it, a Native American face on it, with a rusty blade that wasn't sharp. So for me, that was like my sword in the stone.
Right.
You know, at 5 years old, I lost the ring, but found something even more, you know? Mm-hmm. So I started getting in sword fights with conquistadors in my imagination. I started crawling on the ground in gun battles with buffaloes. And I was like, I'm gonna grow up and become the treasure man.
Right. So I did. So mentally, physically, emotionally, I dug so deep till I found myself surrounded. And now that I climbed out, everybody's calling me a rock star. So the older I got, the older stuff I bought. That's how I used to shop. You know, 6, 7, 8 years old, I would buy older and older antiques just to see how they worked. I would try to take them apart, put them back together. They never worked the same. So the coolest part is that when I grew up, my early 20s, I had so many antiques, I opened up an antique store. 23 years old, people are like, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. I said, this is my love. They're like, are you retired? I said, no, I just started. Yeah. They're like, whoa, get back to work. So I started, and it was just crazy. The amount of customness that I would find, museum curators, news crews, mm-hmm. people were coming in every week mm-hmm. just to see what I discovered that week. That's how crazy it was getting. And I threw in the towel because it was just too overwhelming. It was way too much. I didn't have the manpower.
You almost feel like a moving company.
Well, that's what I was. You know what I mean?
My back was killing me. The vehicles, the staffing, it's tough.
My hand hit a piece of glass and I sliced my hand my first finger. So I was like, I was in pain, still trying to move stuff. It was crazy. So I walked away for a year, and then I went back and opened up a rock shop on the Sponge Docks. Mm-hmm. Because I found that was the oldest antiques in the world. That's how I shopped. You know, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old, I would buy antiques. Yeah. And every week, every year, I would buy an older antique. You know, my mom and me were garage sale queens and kings. When I grew up, I had my thrift store had everything in it, all different stuff. But the thing that I really loved, because I could never conquer it, was the rocks. Because it was the oldest antiques in the world.
Okay.
So I dug so deep, I found myself.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was looking for. So now, yeah, baby. Oh, wow, look at the drawing, how magical. So that's
my hand.
Oh, your hand? That's cool, that's a cute hand. So that's how it came about to become the treasure man. You know, so now I'm trying to help the knowledge that I've earned mm-hmm. by giving people hope that anything is possible, anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just look at a piece of paper. That was once a tree. You know, the dedication to go from level to level to level to level to a piece of paper, that alone is unrenounced. And no one even notices it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the craziest part. Like, we're the largest rock collectors in the world. America, every country, is the largest rock collectors in the world, and they don't even realize it. Just look at your car.
Mm.
3,000 pounds of metal, rock. Mm. Look at your refrigerator, TV, microwave, your house, all the concrete, all the wiring, everything in sight is a rock. So you know what that means. Everybody is made out of rocks.
See, I wasn't always in this business. Yeah. You know, I actually have a graduate level in marine biology, master's in it. And, I got sick of eating ramen noodles, I guess.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We all got to eat, but I understand. Yeah, it's definitely a lot of sodium.
I'm surprised you didn't go into, as much as you love rocks, I'm surprised you didn't look at geology. And
there's
a lot of things out there.
My brain's too fast. You know, I mean, that's the problem is my brain is a high processing processor. So everything I look at, everything I see, everything I analyze, you should see me shopping at the Goodwill. Okay. Oh my God, they look at me and I look like Terminator.
Well, I hope to see you shopping at the Treasure Box at Largo.
I'm like a Terminator. I'm like this when I shop. I'm like, that's how I shop the whole time. Oh, whoa, tattoos at your age? I don't think so. No,
it's
black.
No, it's this. Yeah,
no, but so where are you located at again?
12501 Seminole Boulevard, 4 blocks south of Largo Mall.
When did you guys open?
We opened in March, but for almost 7 years before that, we were across the street as the thrift shop of Largo. And, which is a good business, best of Tampa Bay 2 years in a row, best of Largo
that's cool.
5
that's
years
awesome.
In a row.
That's a
so we were known, and then we rebranded. We rebranded everything. So then we put it all in one location. We got a bigger bigger spot so that we could add all these other features to help the people. The estate sale pavilion.
Yeah.
Built it with my bare hands. I'm proud of it, man. Yeah.
By blood, sweat, and tears goes a long way.
But we really just try to be creative. We try to think of ways that people could be served and. The rule of marketing is see what everyone else is doing and do the opposite, right? So we try to pinpoint those niches where people haven't really, found good ways to help some people. And so, we look at those, but it's very exciting. And you know, I could talk about this stuff all day. I eat sleepless stuff.
Yeah.
Come on, ask him, you know.
what's your number to get a hold of you if they want to, like, call to, like, sell their estates or if they do other stuff? Do you buy estates out, or is that how it works, or do you just
We have many options, you know, and actually with the Treasure Box right now, we're running a campaign that's been, you know, off the charts. What we're doing is consignor cash. So if you have wicker, bamboo, rattan, tropical decor, coastal shabby chic, anything that fits our motif, bring it down. We can consign it for you. And if you're in a bad spot, we can just pay you cash right there.
Oh, that's cool. Awesome.
So save you time. Some people, you know, that's good for cleaning
they
out.
They still call me to buy stuff, and I'm like, I don't buy that
you know,
stuff
I just
no
went,
more.
I just went to the gas pump today. It took me about 2 hours to calm down.
Right.
So, you know, that might have something to do with it. But if you have something that we're interested in, certainly come down, and we'll help you, you know,
all right.
fill the gas tank. So
that's awesome.
Very cool. Just want to do a little promo for one of our brand new clients as well. It is Your CBD Store and More, and it is Smokin' Token at 1436 Gulf to Bay Boulevard in Clearwater. And if you have any questions, they sell all kinds of CBD products for different health purposes. They're all natural. If you're in pain or you can't sleep or you have anxiety, there are natural ways out there that you can help yourself. So if you have any questions, give Smokin' Token a call at 727-755-9947. And if you stop by, you get a free gummy just for coming in the door. So that's 1438 Gulf to Bay Boulevard in Clearwater.
Oh.
Okay.
But, she hasn't said one word
yes,
yet. Who is this lady? I want to get to know this girl. She's been waiting this whole life for this moment.
This is Raynell. She's from Be a Light Ministries, right?
Yes.
And we're actually doing a live remote radio show, guys, next Wednesday at 1 o'clock at the Whispering Gypsy, which is to help the Whispering Gypsy. They are located at 1300 East Bay Drive. It's one of our clients. They're a boutique. They sell clothing and purses and everything. We're doing a live show, but we're also doing it to help make blessing boxes for homeless women and children.
That is a blessing.
Yes, Raynell works with several people in the area, and they go right out into the community, and they take lunches and cold waters and boxes for the women and kids that have clothing items and, you know, snacks, and feminine hygiene products are in high demand right now, things like that. So they go out and they bless the community, and her whole life is.
I can tell you the treasure box of Largo, we do, you know, try to help out quite a few people. You know, we have, groups that, you know, I mean, I just think it's a good business, and, you know, it's just, the, you know, I'm from the Midwest. It's the way we're raised, you know.
Yeah,
exactly.
So make sure we know maybe how we could help you all out.
Absolutely. As Tammy said, so my organization is BLI Mission Service Center, Inc., and we've only been around for 2 years. We have a homeless resource center that's in Hudson, Florida. And that is basically our base for all of our outreach operations. So one of the things that we do is we take blessing boxes into the various sex stores and strip clubs, because you have people that are fleeing, in some cases, from violence, or they're currently being trafficked, things of that nature. People don't know, but Florida is the third largest state in the country with regards to human trafficking. So
I have a daughter, you know.
I got one,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, no, I know that statistic. Yeah. I sleep in cold sweat at night, you know.
Well, unfortunately, you know, we're living with that, but those folks need a place to go. And, you know, as much as we focus a lot on one hand on the housing, there's the what do you do in the in-between time. Until you can get someone a place, they still need a lot of that love and support and encouragement to try and help get them through. So what we do is we take you on that journey. We're going on that journey with you. You know, wherever you are in your life, whether you're ready to leave or you're still scared, we're going to be there with you the whole step of the way. So one of the ministries that we work with, they actually do that kind of work, and therefore we partner with a lot of organizations to try and spread out the resources and help as much as we can. One of the reasons why we wanted to come on the show today was because we actually have a mutual friend. one of our neighbors, we call the people who are unhoused but stay nearby our center, we call them our neighbors because that's who they are. You may not have a place to stay, but you're still local to us. And so therefore, we welcome you into our place as our neighbor. Well, unfortunately, with COVID, some of the sicknesses have kind of hit on through, and it ended up getting closer to home. And we had one of our neighbors that ended up with COVID, had to be admitted into a hospital, and unfortunately did not receive the best kind of care because of his economic state. Unfortunately, we are seeing people as the position that they're in instead of seeing people as people. So in a medical profession for where it's supposed to be at first, do no harm. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, we are doing harm. Mm-hmm. You know, we are treating the poor as if they are less than, mm-hmm. when we are all, you know, supposed to be one creation. And there's a whole lot that we all go through. Daddy. We don't realize how close we are to being in the same situation. So my friend Mike here, I wanted to have him come on and kind of share the experience that he just went through in terms of receiving treatment as someone who's currently experiencing homelessness, but the callousness by which we treat people. And quite frankly, when we're dealing with COVID, you're dealing with a public health safety issue. You're dealing with a pandemic. And so the things that we do now have a side effect for us as well. So Mike, if you would go in and talk a little bit, please.
Yeah, I'm thinking I'm at an AA meeting. I was getting ready to say my name is Mike. But yeah, by the grace of God, I've been clean and sober almost 28 years. Yes, I was homeless, but I do now have a place to stay by the grace of God. But at the time that I caught COVID, I was living in a tent in the woods. I went to the emergency room. You know, they did the little procedures. They tested me. They said I come out positive with COVID. Then, after they did other tests, they kicked me out of the hospital. Knowing that I lived in a tent, they told me to isolate. Okay, well, how am I going to isolate in the tent in the woods? I have no water. I have no food. I have no medication to ease the changes of going through COVID. You know, aching and, you know, all the, you know, side effects of it, you know. And I just don't, you know, I explained to them people at the hospital, you know, that I was homeless. You know, I had no way of taking care of myself, you know. But Ray, you know, she's really been a blessing. You know, she helped. And then, of course, the lady, Jennifer, who I used to take care of, you know, because she's wheelchair bound. Her mother brought me cases of water, bought me out ibuprofen to break the fever, brought me out some medication that you take that takes away nausea. And, you know, so, you know, there are some good people out there that are willing to help. Fortunately, out of them woods, because them woods where I was at, you know, people that have houses come out there and they dump their trash bags out there and their old furniture out there. It's just like a city dump, you know. So, you know, and I really think that it was inhumane for them to do that to me, knowing that at the time I did not have no place to stay. You know, so I'm just really fortunate that I do have a place to stay now, and I will turn the mic back over to.
All right, here's Brian. Yeah, just real quick, hey, and it's the bottom line is, like, you do, Mike, you always landed on your feet.
Yes.
So in the end, you have a place to stay.
Yes.
And you're doing good. And it's just not everybody needs a hand up, right? Because some people can make it on
well,
their
you,
own.
Well, you, boss man, you've always been there for me, always gave me work. By the way, I deliver Brian's coupon books. I've been knowing Brian for like 8 years. And Brian has a very kind heart. You know, he's been up to bat, you know, for me a lot. I can't even count how many times the boss man's been up to bat for me.
Thank you, Mike. I really appreciate that. And your success story is what the bottom line is. It might have been sad at first, but it turns out you turned out a success. Anyhow, we're going to go to our next call. I want you to stay, Mike. You guys stay. Anthony, what restaurant are you from?
Ohana Cafe in Dunedin.
Ohana Cafe in Dunedin. We were just there today. Yeah.
What did you think?
Let me ask you a question. I'm gonna hand this to you and tell me how many seconds it takes. Ready? How many seconds did it take?
One.
Oh, 1 second. All right. So I just wanted to see. Like, if you hand someone a to-go flyer, how long does it really take for you to hand it to them?
1 second.
1 second. Right. So if someone said they were too busy to hand out a to-go menu, what would you say to that person?
You need to make time.
You need to make time, right? Because if I ask for a to-go menu, well, I'm going to tell you, you guys gave it to me within 1 second. It's just the way you guys operate over there. Is service is unbelievable. But guess who we have on the line right now? Not the service guy, the chef. The actual chef.
The chef's there.
Yes. And wanted to tell you how great your food was today. Can you go over some of your specials and some of the foods you prepare?
The way that I like to describe our food to people is there's food that you're going to eat when you go to Hawaii on vacation, and then there's food that you're going to eat in Hawaii when you're eating with the families. The recipes that we use here have been passed down through generations. So we do a lot of typical Hawaiian-style food. We do loco moco bowls. We do bulgogi meats. Lots of rice and eggs, but we also have a huge focus on health, too. So our products are all organic. We offer vegan, vegetarian meals. So anybody who's anybody can come here, have a good meal, you know, be in a positive, good environment, and, you know, be served by people that the owners of the restaurant don't just consider employees, but consider them family. So we have a really, really unique environment here.
No, that's fantastic. This is Jimmy. I just jumped in here. You know, I'd been over there before, and it's a fantastic place. And we were just discussing earlier how, you know, I have a science background, biology background. It's not real relevant. However, the name, the Honu, that, if I remember right, been to Hawaii, that's a sea turtle, isn't it?
I'm not sure.
Okay, well, I'm pretty sure I'm right. But anyway, we were discussing that, and just wanted to see if there was any type of a background on the name or, you know, any type of information the listeners might be able to get.
It means family in Hawaiian.
Oh, family. Okay. Yeah. Well, I was totally wrong. However, I like your answer better.
Yeah, thank you.
And I'm back. Sorry, guys. I brought my daughter to work today. It's okay, though. Tell us a little bit more. Where are you located at again?
1452 Main Street in Dunedin. We're across the street from Publix and Dunkin' Donuts and Walgreens.
What are your hours of operation?
Tuesday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Friday, Saturday, 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Sunday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. And Monday, we're closed for the day.
Do you have a number that they could call you if anybody wants to do, like, pickups? Do you guys do, like, Ubers and pickups and all that kind of stuff, like Grubhubs?
You can place an order online. Let me just get the website real quick.
Okay.
TheOhanaCafe.com, and then our phone number here. Just give me 1 second.
Okay. Yeah, because you know there's a lot of hungry souls out there, so they're going to definitely try to call them up.
Yeah, I'm one of them.
The phone number here is 77-
We all got to eat.
314-4277.
Well, thank you so much.
We also have Tino on the line.
Hey, Tino, what's up, buddy?
Thank you guys for having me.
Hey, no, thanks for being there and helping to feed the community. Because definitely we like, who doesn't love to eat, right?
One of our proudest achievements coming from the owner's mouth is the fact that we are lucky to do what we get to do and serve the community in a way that we enjoy and that we love and that we're passionate about. So that's a huge thing here at this restaurant, and it, you know, putting the love and the energy into what we do is what makes the food and the environment what it is.
You know, tight-knit community is where it's at, man, and that's where it sounds like we're heading. And keep up the good work, okay? And have a great day. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you for being here, having us.
Yep.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Hey, is Tino there?
Hey, you guys can hear me good?
Oh, can you hear me now? I hear you, Tino, loud and clear. What's going on over there?
Hey, how we doing, guys? Thanks for having me today.
Oh, thanks for being here to call us up on the show. How can we help you today?
So me and my dad, we just run a little family-owned business, cleaning commercial business. And one of your coworkers actually called me up and told me you guys found my business card. And I wave my business cards all around the city, try to do as much marketing as I can. So it's glad to know that the hard work's paying off and stuff, you know?
Oh, that's cool. And what a blessing, you know, and just, so they found a random business card and they called you up and said, hey, do you want to be on the radio? What are the odds of that? It sounds like a one in a million to me. It
sounds like Wonka's ticket.
I got the golden ticket, guys. I got the golden ticket. So do you have a number or location or anything of the sort?
So I just have my number and my dad's number. Mine is 727-249-6558. And then for my dad's phone, it is 727-439-3223.
Okay, so, and tell us one more time, what do you do?
Yeah, so we just run a commercial cleaning business for small spaces, for example, lawyer offices, dental offices. We have Security 7 advancement, so we can do banks, we can do all sorts of places, but we're trying to expand into bigger square footage areas, but for right now we're mainly into smaller spaces and office spaces and stuff like that.
Okay, yeah, because I was going to say I got a 5,000 square foot warehouse that needs a good cleaning, but there's a lot of rocks to move. I don't think that sounds like a job for an army. You definitely will probably just turn away. I'm just joking, but yeah, I definitely need the help though, because I'm trying to clean my new warehouse we're moving right now. And there's when you sell rocks, it's the oldest dirt in the world. And some rocks are dirty, guys, but they're still so beautiful. So thanks for being here, man. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate it. We got a couple more people we got to talk to, and you have a great day, okay?
Yeah, no worries, man. Just anything that helps, man. I appreciate it a lot.
Hey, we all got to eat, Tino, so you have a great day. And never give up on your dreams, okay?
You have a good one.
Thank you, Tino. Bye-bye. All right, so let's talk a little bit more about...
Are we going to traffic?
Let's talk a little more about traffic, guys. Perfect time. All right, we got a traffic jam. And yes, we're jamming.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Don't miss the grand opening ceremony of HI Kitchen Cabinets and Vanities, Clearwater location, located at 24103 U.S. Highway 19. Visit them Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call 727-940-7641 for HI Kitchen Cabinets and Vanities. 5:44 here on the Tantalk Radio Network. Yes, traffic report here. Brian Cashclaw Show, sponsored by Smoke and Token. See the coupons in the Brian Cashclaw in the BCC coupon book. Currently in Pinellas, we're looking at three wrecks between I-275 between 50 Gandy Boulevard and 22nd Avenue. And over in Hillsboro, we're just starting off right at the State Road 60 on off ramp. I-275's left lane at State Road 60. Congestion going all the way up to Hillsboro Avenue, so keep some extra time there. Pasco looking not too bad, except for a wreck at State Road 54. Currently, your temperatures, Zephyr Hills, 93 degrees, Dade City, 91 degrees, and right here in downtown Clearwater, 88, but it feels like 111. Terrible. We're looking for a low tonight of 81 degrees, high of 91 tomorrow. More BCC Coupon Book Show coming right up. Stop into HI Kitchen Cabinets and Vanities and get 10% off White Shaker Cabinets when you use the coupon found in the BCC Coupon Book. Visit the showrooms in Holiday at 1832 U.S. Highway 19 in the Save-A-Lot Plaza and in Clearwater at 24103 U.S. Highway 19 next to Varsity Club. HICabinetry.com. Charlie's Philly Cheesesteaks is the place to be on Sundays and Mondays. Yep, that's right. 79-cent wings all day on Sundays and Mondays at Charlie's. Three convenient locations, 1804 Main Street in Dunedin, 2300 Gulf to Bay Boulevard in Clearwater, and 9080 Ulmerton Road in Largo. Dine in, drive through only. That's 79-cent wings on Sundays and Mondays at Charlie's Philly Cheesesteaks and Wings. Get 10% off all standard size vanities at HI Cabinetry when you use the coupon found in the BCC Coupon Book. Visit their showroom in Holiday at 1832 U.S. Highway 19 in the Save-A-Lot Plaza or in Clearwater at 24103 U.S. Highway 19 next to Varsity Club. HICabinetry.com.
From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's 10 Talk.
We're back, guys. We're back at it again. We got ourselves a rock party going on. Right, so we got a couple of guest speakers in the house right now. We got Tammy, and then we got, what was your name again, sir?
Jimmy.
I'm Jimmy Olsen.
Jimmy Olsen. We got Jimmy Olsen, too. He's another treasure man. Who would have thought more than one treasure man's in the same house?
Yeah, we're out there.
Yeah, we love it. You know, if you love it, you'll go far. You know, I mean, if you're doing it for the money, you still could go far, but it's a lot more effort that you have to give.
Well, you know, to know what you're doing, you know, there's a lot of books read, there's a lot of research done, and, you know, it's kind of like modern archaeology in a sense, you know, the way you approach it. I mean, we're not, you know, digging holes, but, you know, we certainly, you know, people come to us with the trust of knowing that, you know, we're going to, you know, take care of them in regards to selling things for them, for instance. We take that pretty seriously. It all adds up. I mean, we get into some sizable amounts. If you deal with estates, I mean, you have all the personal contents, the housewares and those types of things you see generally at sales. But, you know, there can be automobiles, there can be boats, there can be, you know.
What was some of the craziest stuff you ever found buried?
Well, I find, you know, I'm fascinated by old photographs, old photography. You know, I have, you know, an old picture of Elvis Presley playing in Tampa back in the day. And, you know, it's not copyright. It's an actual...
Oh, it's his real photo?
You know, it's an actual photo. You know, someone was there at the show. And
it never got copyrighted by anybody. It's floating. How crazy is that? What is that worth? It's priceless.
Well, you know, ultimately through the process, you know... It was something special enough that we ended up, you know, giving it back to the family that had it, but they wanted to see what it was worth. I mean, you know, in our line of work, I mean, being everybody's friend and, you know, doing the right things, you know, obviously, you know, will keep us around a lot better.
Cool.
It's not a real regulated industry, so, you know, we just try to make sure that we're above board and, you know, keep the human factor to the way we do business.
That's awesome.
Some things are cool that, you know, they just need... People want them back, you know, and it is what it is.
No, that's very honorable. That's really good.
Thank you.
We actually have a caller on the line. We have Mercedes.
Hi.
Hey, Mercedes. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
We're doing real well. We're doing our radio show here at 106.1 FM, and we are just calling some of the local businesses in the area today to give them a little free promo because, you know, everybody's been struggling with this whole economy and COVID and all the other situations going on. So Mercedes is from 1056 Main Street Bar and Grill in Dunedin, right?
Yep.
All right, so how about you tell us a little bit about what you guys do there, what's on your menu, what you got going on?
So we're a soul food smokehouse.
Wow, support.
We all got to eat, guys. What kind of stuff do you guys cook?
We do chicken, brisket, pulled pork, all fresh out the smoker. We have all
Baba, great dog.
Woo! Sounds like a good time. You guys are definitely eating good if you're going to be that happy. I love it. What other stuff do you guys carry?
Right now, we're doing a salmon dinner, and then for our special this weekend, we're going to do an elote smoked corn salad that you can add our smoked salmon to, or you can add any of our smoked proteins to. And then we're also, right now until mid-July, we're going to have the cheapest happy hour in Dunedin, $2 wells from 4 to 5 o'clock, only until mid-July, so don't miss it.
Oh, wow. So if anybody has any questions, they can give you a call at 727-754-6851, right?
Yep, and we'll be open Wednesday through Sunday, 4 to 9 p.m., and we're here for reservations. We'll have live music every Friday, a magician every Saturday.
A magician?
We're open to doing...
Is that what you said, a magician? Okay. Did you say a real-life magician?
Yeah, a real-life magician every Saturday. It's our Hugh Turley. He's a local legend.
What's the location? I love when somebody pulls a rabbit out of their hat.
Our location is our name. It's 1056 Main Street in Sweden.
Oh, my God. I really might come check you out sometime. I appreciate that.
I got you on a plate and a drink. Thank you guys so much.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Mercedes, and we would actually love to have you back maybe next week or anytime. We do our show every Thursday. We're here 5 to 6. We're running out of time today, but we would definitely love to talk to you guys again.
Awesome. I'll be here every week.
All right. Very cool. You have a great day. Everybody go check out 1056 Main Street Bar and Grill in Dunedin.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
Thank you.
You too, dear.
All right.
We're back, guys. All right, so we do have, let me go back to me real quick and a little advertising. I am located in the world-famous Sponge Docks right off in Tarpon Springs, Florida. We're in the Sponge Exchange. It's where that big shark's upside down. There's about 30 or 40 businesses in that plaza. Go up in there, and then there's like a handicap walkway to the right next to the shark. Walk up on the second tier. We're right back there, a giant rock shop. Giving crazy rock bottom pricing, literally so low, you can't go no lower, guys, in rock bottom pricing. But you can literally travel the world in this location. It's called Jay's Treasures, the Rock Shop. It's 735 Dodecanese Boulevard, Tarpon Springs, Florida. You can call me on my cell phone. Literally call me, guys. Call the treasure man himself, 813-359-7025. Call me, text me, PM me, email me. You can use 2 tin cans and a string if you want to get a hold of a real-life treasure hunter. All right, and also we go live on Facebook under Jason Folker, F as in Frank, U-L-K-E-R. Literally, I buy out wholesalers, and then I liquidate. Literally, across America, I get semi-trucks coming in from all angles, and then I liquidate literally pallets and pallets and pallets of rocks, and we rip them apart. We process them bucket by bucket. We throw them on the scale and just start purging them across the water. We ship anywhere in America. We use flat rate shipping, $15 on the medium, $20 on the large, anywhere in the country. Please send me your email address, and I'll send you an invoice through PayPal, and soon we will have a website. So that is a little bit about me. Let's talk about this other gentleman before we go, because I don't leave no treasure hunters behind.
I appreciate you, my friend.
Thank you. I appreciate you, too.
And I'm grateful for the opportunity to come down and speak with your listeners.
Thank you.
But, in summary, what we're doing is we offer complete estate liquidation. We're the combination of three affiliate companies. To start, we're the Searchlight Group with Dalton Wade, where we can sell the house. And then we also have property yard sale estate liquidation, where we'll sell the estate for you. And then we can use our third affiliate, the Treasure Box of Largo, for any consignment. And then we also use our tropical decor themed furniture, which is actually 3,600 square feet of the largest selection of pre-owned furniture in Pinellas County. Just to put that out there to you, something you got to check out. But we also use that inventory to come back in and restage the property for our clientele as well. But one call does it all.
We take care of it from A to Z. You can literally just throw us the keys. If you live up north or you have friends up north that have lost a parent, it's whether it be family loss, relocation, downsizing, bankruptcy, divorce. There are more felicitous reasons to have estate liquidation as well. But ultimately, we created a service that takes care of it from start to finish, and it's been very popular. But I can be reached at, I'm Jimmy Olson with the Searchlight Group with Dalton Wade. I can be reached at 727-678-9807, or you can find more information at propertysearchlight.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Jimmy.
Well, I appreciate having you. I don't want to leave. I'm having such a great time. I think I got radiated with my blood now.
All right. I like this. Yes. You might be the new host one day. You never know.
Yeah, the host of the most. We've got a great show going on today. So, Jay, tell us a little bit more about yourself. We only have a few minutes left.
All right. So, my name is Jason Folker, Jay's Treasures. I am going to be launching a program in the near future. See, I've been blessed my whole life with all these rocks. And soon enough, I'm creating a masterpiece of Picasso, where I could literally have enough backing where I could create events. Like, I'm going to go across America. I'm going to start off small and start in Florida. But what we're going to do is we're going to have literal rock parties for everybody in need. So hospice centers, adoption agencies, nursing homes, underprivileged kids, abused and battered families, anything of the sort, we're going to have this event that I'm going to create where we're going to go there. We're going to have a paint party. We're going to break geodes. We're going to do a mining center. I'm going to teach them about the rocks and how we created into life rocks from nothing, from the earth, you know. And it's going to be a really good, wholesome, uplifting, spiritual event where you could show to never give up on your dreams, no matter if it's the worst day or the best. Because even the stones, through under all that pressure, volcanoes erupting, meteor strikes blasting, even tectonic plates slapping back. So through all that pressure, even on their worst day, they created their best, and they became their own dedication mark of the earth. And that's what the stones are here for, to show that even on your worst day, you can make it your best. And I'm coming through swinging, so I hope you're ready, guys. It's about to get real. Guys, we got one more. Anybody?
Denise,
get it going. We got it going on.
Okay.
Jim, interview Denise.
Okay.
There you go.
Hi, Denise. How are you today?
I'm doing good, Jim.
Good. I'm Jimmy Olson. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
So what brings us to the studio today? You obviously have something you'd like to get out to the people.
You got a minute and a half. Okay, you better make it count.
Okay. Well, I'm Arts and Graphics Beyond. If anybody looking for any custom t-shirts, outfits, signs, printing, web design, SEO work, we the SEO gurus. We can bring leads to you. Anything you can think, vehicle wraps, storefronts.
Well, let me ask you this to start with the screen printing.
Yes.
So I order signs from her too.
So you do your sign business. You do the t-shirts.
Yeah. His stuff is gonna look real nice.
Do you do all like do any other types of sales collateral?
Yes.
Like say, I have a retail store, an estate sale business, and a real estate business. So I love a lot of signs, right?
Yeah, real estate love signs.
You got 45 seconds. Okay. How do we get a hold of you?
Okay, you can reach me at 727-486-1182. It's Arts and Graphics Beyond.
All right, I'm writing this down.
All right.
So, it's a pleasure. Does anybody have anything else to say? You guys got 27 seconds.
Well, what I would do is I would find all your wicker, bamboo, rattan, tropical decor and bring it down to 12501 Seminole Boulevard for our consign or cash program. Mm. We'll either sell it or we can just cash it out right there and you can walk with money that day. That helps that with the gas prices.
And then we got Oasis in Dunedin and Oldsmar. What they're doing is massage therapy, normally $65, now only $45. That's Oasis Salon Massage Therapy they're offering. They are great people. They actually have three locations, one in Dunedin, one in Oldsmar, and one in Palm Harbor. But the Palm Harbor Dunedin location, Massage Therapy, $49. Oasis Salon.
WTAN Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.